Yeah, so as Alex is whittering in the background, it is once again a Thursday. We're on the school run. We're running phenomenally late, which is becoming a bit of a theme recently. Welcome, careful. Welcome to day 25 of Nap of Pomo. Hi, good morning, my name is Dave and welcome to day 25 of Nap of Pomo, actually recorded on the 26th of November because, as I said, we are running a bit late this morning. Now, I'd like to concentrate on that just for a moment and just try and get some kind of understanding of why we might be a little bit late this morning.
We both overslept, apparently.
Yeah, and why did we oversleep this morning, Alex? Now, bearing in mind that I went to bed at a reasonable time last night, as did you, and my alarms both went off this morning and I responded to both of them, but for some reason I just couldn't muster up the courage to actually get my backside out of bed this morning. Now, Alex, can you help me here? Can you help me to understand why?
What? You or me?
You.
I think I overslept because I wanted to have a good night's sleep.
So was it anything at all to do with you getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, coming into our room saying, I can't sleep, I'm going downstairs to sleep, and then about 15 minutes later saying, I can't sleep downstairs, I'm going to go sleep in my bed instead, and then about 15 minutes later coming in and disturbing us once again?
Yeah.
Do you think it might have something to do with that?
Oh, because I wanted a poo.
Right, okay, well, I'm not sure that the listeners of this show actually wanted to hear that.
I know. Wait, you know what they want to know, though?
Go on.
We're from phenomenally late.
Well, we're not phenomenally late. We are late, certainly.
We are phenomenally late.
It is 10 to 8. We're taking you to Breakfast Club.
We are matey phenomenally late. So anyway, we are having fun on the school bus.
Oh, magpie. Bye-bye, magpie.
Having fun on the school bus.
Yeah, it's a bit chilly this morning. And unusually, there's not a helicopter going overhead.
Oh, yeah, I have my
You got your mobile phone?
Yeah.
Your paper phone. Cross.
Anyway, I'm just going to put that back in there so the classmates don't know.
So your classmates can't see?
No, they can't. They're not allowed to, so it's in my secret pocket.
What would your classmates do if they found you with a mobile phone, if it's one made out of paper?
I'll probably tell Miss and then just disband it. They actually have a mobile phone box.
What, the school does?
Yeah.
What, in every class or?
No, like in the office.
For kids?
I don't know.
So if kids have mobile phones, they tell them to put them in the box and they get back at the end of the day?
Probably, yeah.
Wow. I had absolutely no idea that such a thing existed at that school. Considering that there is a ban. It's not like the girls' school where they have mobile phones, they can have them on them, but they do not use them during lessons.
Except
you are not allowed a mobile phone in school.
Why?
Because it's distracting.
Well, actually, you can use it for special stuff, like maybe in snack or maybe helping with your math.
Nope.
Why not? You,
because it's distracting. You're not allowed a mobile phone. That's cool.
How is it distracting?
Have you seen you with a mobile phone?
Yes.
Right. Do you acknowledge anything around you when you're playing on your mobile phone?
No.
No, exactly. That is why you're not allowed a mobile phone in school. Simps.
At least we're running for mummily late.
Yeah, right. And about that, we're at school now, so we'll leave it here.
Wait. Guess what, viewers?
Listeners, but yeah.
That is a big book.
Nice.
And you can't deny that.
Right.
So end the show now.
I'm trying to, but you keep interrupting me. So that is it for now. I'll be back later on today with day 26. Please join me if you can.